This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You've heard perhaps here and elsewhere that brick and mortar retail has seen better days. American retailers could wind up closing more stores this year than they did in 2008 as the recession was taking hold. All of that turnover is a challenge for malls and main streets. Take just for instance, Robertson Boulevard out on the west side of LA. Once a celebrity hotspot filled with paparazzi and high-end luxury stores, the two-block shopping district is now struggling with vacancies, as Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
There are hardly any shoppers on Robertson Boulevard on a recent visit, compared to the throngs on nearby Rodeo Drive or Melrose Boulevard. Robertson is a bit of a contradiction. While there's a Chanel store selling $3,000 handbags, it's surrounded by depressing, vacant storefronts. But there are some tourists. Why did they come?
Pretty much the Ivy. We were visiting, we know about the Ivy, and we really wanted to go, so...
Samantha Young from Arizona is talking about the white picket fenced restaurant that's been a celebrity landmark here for decades. She's surprised by what she sees on the rest of the street.
Especially being as busy of an area as it is, like, it's very noticeable when it's vacant like this.
About a third of the retail space on Robertson is vacant, a far cry from when Fraser Ross opened kitschy high-end retailer Kitson here in 2000. The store became the epicenter of LA's fame culture.
The heyday was probably 2005. It was, you know, when the reality stars would come to Robertson to be photographed, and even the A-list actors would go to the Ivy and have lunch.
Lindsay Lohan famously crashed her car on Robertson after one such lunch. Crowds would gather here just to watch Paris Hilton shop. The street was full of trendy boutiques back then, but Ross says that changed beginning in 2008, just before the recession.
Big chains came to Robertson. Ralph Lauren came, Chanel. I think they came to Robertson to try to get that hip type of credibility to their brand.
Dolce & Gabbana, Lululemon, Michael Kors, Tommy Hilfiger. These brands all set up shop on Robertson, and rents skyrocketed. Jay Lux is a local real estate broker.
Robertson rents got up to Rodeo Drive numbers in 2008.
Stores that rented for $3 per square foot per month in the late 90s were going for around $30. That forced some indie retailers off the street. The hype around Robertson started to fade. Even the store that started it all, Kitson, closed down. With the surge of online shopping, luxury brands found it hard to justify their expensive storefronts. Bob Ishu has run a glasses shop on the street for more than a decade.
You know, business was thriving here. All of a sudden, just went down. And, you know, you see people, like, leaving left and right.
Many of the luxury brands shut down their Robertson stores, and some are still empty. Ralph Lauren's 11,000-square-foot boutique has been vacant for 2 years. The sky-high rents demanded by landlords have had to be rethought.
These are landlords that will admit to your face that they were wrong.
Lux says in order to attract new tenants, landlords have had to drop rents drastically. Many are now advertising space not for $30, but for $10, and some are doing deals for under $5.
Other landlords don't have that ability because they paid up for it, and they're just waiting it out to hope the rents come way back up. I don't think they'll get back to where they were.
The cheap rents are attracting new stores. In one of retail's endless cycles, Robertson could be headed towards a renaissance. A new restaurant, coffee shop, and boxing gym are coming to the street soon, things you can't do online. Fraser Ross opened a new store called Kit Ross last year in the same space Kitson used to be. He's hung vinyl signs on the windows of the vacant building next to his.
I did it because I didn't want to look at an empty storefront anymore. It says iHeart LA, so at least people stand by here and take pictures.
Ross has been pushing for the past year for something he thinks will attract more shoppers to Robertson. Free parking. And he's been successful. The city began offering free two-hour parking in a garage it owns on the street last week. In Los Angeles, I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.